Yes, third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon, and it is indeed silly underdog pick time. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside Willie Donick, the commissioner's in the house. We're live here at the Patron Platinum Club inside Bridgestone Arena. Of course, Predators game day as they host the New York Rangers tonight. And, of course, our game day broadcast is brought to you by the Hermitage, the Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths. On the web, go to thehermitage.com. We say hello to former quarterback at MTSU, longtime quarterback in the NFL, now the OC at Riverdale, Kelly Holcomb. Kelly, how we doing?
Good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Sorry about last Friday.
Yeah, made too many mistakes, man. You can't make mistakes like that against the, you know, a championship team like they are. You get behind the chains on them, and they do a lot of exotic stuff for high school and high school football on defense. So it's we kept getting behind the chains. We kept getting out of sequence and not staying on track, and just didn't work out well. We got to fix that. Hopefully, we get to play them again.
Oh, I hope you guys get to play again, Kelly. It was awesome to be there and good to meet you finally. After all these years, we never actually met, but you guys got a talented team, so I think there's a good chance you cross paths again.
Well, I certainly hope so, man. I don't know. We got to do some things better. Just can't get behind the chains on offense. They're too good on defense to get behind the chains. And, you know, their defense coordinator does a really good job, and he gives you a lot of different looks for a high school kid, man. It's hard. I wish I could put my brain in my son's brain, but, you know, hey. You know, you can't do that, but I would love to play them at my age right now because I think I could capitalize on some of the stuff. But when you're dealing with high school kids, man, it's hard.
I'll tell you guys this: watching Jameson, Kelly's son, he looks just like Kelly, like he just right there in the pocket. Now you told me something interesting. You didn't gain a lot of weight until you got to college, so maybe that'll happen for him. But he's got an arm.
I like how he throws it. I like how he throws that ball.
No, he can throw. I mean, he's very accurate with the football, man. The unfortunate thing, though, is he picked up my, I gained 50 pounds in middle. I went in as 157 pounds, and then Coach Donnelly had me eating like 18 meals a day, it felt like. And the time that we played Florida State, they were number one in the nation. I'd gained 3 pounds, so I was up to 160. And you know what? This is a fun fact. And I tell people this all the time. I completed a school record 13 straight on the number one team in the nation, Florida State, that year.
Wow.
At 160 pounds.
Wow.
Nice.
And then you had Josh Allen on Monday night, what, 6'5", 240?
Yeah, that's just and you know what? I was very torn with that game because I wanted the Bills to win, but then I knew that I picked the Titans too, so – I mean, I wanted the Bills to win, man. They're finally gotten to a point. I think they're really good, and I guess I'm okay with the call. But my family, we were all watching. And I'm like, I would have kicked the field goal.
Said the same thing, Kelly.
What's that?
I said the same thing on Tuesday's show.
Yeah, I would have kicked the field goal. I mean, and I know that, but like that defensive tackle just blew the left tackle up, man. I mean, I know that Josh Allen slipped, but Just going to overtime right there. I don't think they could have stopped y'all, but, you know, I don't know how much the Bills were stopping Derrick Henry either, so it was kind of a catch-22 right there.
Well, we also brought up how much you love the quarterback sneak play. So.
Oh, gosh. It's the worst play. And you know what? It failed on the Bills the other. It's the worst play. And the only one I've ever seen that runs it good is our boy Tom Brady, dude. He runs it good, and he always gets the first down. I hate the quarterback sneak. It's awful.
Let's bring in forever Titan wide receiver Chris Sanders, or is it Dwayne?
Who you want to talk to right now?
Let's talk to Chris. Chris is much nicer.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? Hey, bud. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just going to compliment everybody while I start the show. Hey Kelly, you guys are going to be all right. I hope you guys beat Oakland next time, and I think you will. Chase, you did a great job on the air. You know, by broadcasting, and Darren, whatever.
Wow. I even offered to come to your game last week, and you know,
I didn't have a game, man, and you still didn't show up. How y'all doing, man? It's good to hear you.
Thank you, Chris.
You guys. You know,
now, Chris, really was there some more therapy? Was there a therapy session again?
Yeah,
it seemed to work well for you last week.
I talked to Dr. Field last week, and he consoled me a little bit.
Well, I think we have that conversation.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
is it okay if we play the recording? Because there's confidentiality concerns.
I don't know. Elijah?
Is it okay if we go public with this?
TMZ doesn't care much about the confidentiality between doctor and client. So okay. I got this this tape pretty easily.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Dr. Phil, man, I mean, I really need your help. You know, I called my mom. She won't talk to me. My dog won't talk to me. My pet gerbil won't talk to me. I mean, the advice that you've been giving me, I mean, it's just not working. I'm giving my best. I'm picking games, and you know, but your advice is just, it really sucks right now.
Well, Chris, you're picking games, true, but answer me this. If you're picking Akron in football to win a football game, are you really picking games with your head?
Yeah.
Or are you pulling it out of your rear?
I mean, I am. I look at the names. Akron Zips. I mean, it's like Ziploc, you know, doggy bag. I mean,
or Zips as in 0 points.
Yeah. I mean, I'm picking a team. I need points right now here.
You picked Akron.
The advice you're giving me is it's really not working.
I mean, in your defense, I said don't pick UConn. Don't pick Temple. And you didn't do either of those. But I think what you did might have been worse.
but guess what? Maybe I get another chance this week because UConn is going against MTSU, and MTSU, you know, that's like playing against the Brentwood Blaze or the Pittsburgh somebody. I just don't know. I think this is the week where I can win. So, is there any advice you can give me, man? I mean, because the advice that you've been giving me, it's been stinking. I mean, you got Darren laughing at me. You got Kelly laughing at me. I mean, you got Chase laughing at me. I mean, I'm just a laughing stock of City Dog underpicks.
Well, that's because you pick teams like UConn. And I know MTSU isn't very good. However, UConn's only beaten Yale in the last couple years. It don't take a rocket scientist or a doctor like myself to see that that's not a good pick. So no wonder your gerbil's not talking to you.
You know, that really hurts. But really what makes me sad is knowing that nobody comes to my games. I mean, I asked Kelly. Kelly can't do it because he's coaching at Riverdale. You got Chase. Chase is calling games for, you know, Friday Night Lights. And then you have Darren that consistently never comes to my games. So, man, I want to ask this question. Will you come to one of my games?
I think I'd rather not.
Well, guess what, Dr. Phil?
That's high level therapy right there.
Oh, that's my good. Goodness. I think I'd rather not.
These have been so good. Just Bill Cromwell, okay, for those sessions. It's okay, Chris. We'll get it approved. That's outstanding. By the way, shots fired at Kelly's Blue Raiders.
Ooh, yeah.
He said they couldn't beat Brentwood Blaze. What's that about, Kelly?
I don't know, man. Hey, they did beat Marshall. They did beat Marshall, so I don't know, man. I mean, we struggled the last couple of years, so I mean, hey, fruit's in the pudding, man. I might get my first win. Yes.
With that being said, let's turn things over to the commish.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your commissioner speaking. Willie Donick here from Bridgestone Arena. Silly underdog picks, or what did Chris call them during those therapy sessions? The
silly dog underpicks.
Silly dog underpicks. Yes, the silly dog underpicks, which are also sponsored by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. All right. It was a great week 7 of competition. Let's check the online decisions made by our listeners. It was, I'd say, the most popular pick by far, 22%, was Go Tigers. It was Tigers. LSU playing at home, and that pick came through. They beat the Florida Gators, although after the game, Ed Orgeron is reported out. He is not going to be coaching there, so he gets the dub, and then he has the pink slip as well. But for 22% of the audience, boom, they got a W. The next most popular picks, very close, 15%, took Kentucky The panel did select one of that game. Of course, Georgia got the W in that one, so that one was a loss. And the other one, Vanderbilt, also was – well, actually, no, they finished fourth. Vanderbilt was at 13%. There was another game at 15%, Oklahoma State against Texas. So our listeners were on it. Oklahoma State did get the win down in Austin, 15%. But there were a lot of people that did select Vanderbilt, and, of course, that one was right there in the hands of the Commodores, and they let it slip. The online winner this week was Daniel Lejeune from Fairview, Tennessee. Congratulations, Daniel. And he got the win with the tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker pick was the Bills game, and he got it wrong, but he was closer than the other guy he tied with who thought the Bills would win easily. So Cabot Pyle, a loyal listener for a long time, came up short in the tiebreaker. So Cabot, tough, tough loss, but he'll be bouncing back here very soon. Now, let's get to the panel and their picks for Week 7. Chris Sanders, in therapy, consulting Dr. Phil. He had the first pick, and as you heard, as he tried to vent and consult with Dr. Phil, he went with Akron. The Zips, a 19.5-point dog playing at Miami of Ohio. We suggested maybe Chris go up and root on the Zips. He did not do that. Akron fell 34-21, and I have to say, Chris, they scored 14 in the last quarter to get it a little more respectable there. So they did cover, but of course, in silly underdog picks, you do not get any points for a cover. So back to the drawing board.
They started off pretty good, but absolutely laid the egg, and it was a wrap. I just turned the game off. Just turned the dang old thing off.
So Chris still looking for his first win, the elusive first win of the season.
I believe in you, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thank you. It hits my heart good. Thanks.
Kelly Holcomb had the second pick. He went with TCU, a 13.5-point dog, playing at Oklahoma. He thought there might be a letdown after the Red River game. Oklahoma, despite all of the hoopla at the quarterback position, the Sooners took care of business 52-21. So Kelly falls. And he went a little bit more daring with his pick than he normally does. He's trailing in the competition to Darren right now. He needed some points. But Kelly still has not found the groove on the college side.
Yeah, the college side's killing me. And I did go out of my comfort level, and that shows you what happens, man. I mean, I'm used to hitting those singles. And then, you know, I tried to go for a triple, and it didn't work.
Didn't work here. Chase McCabe went with Kentucky, 22.5 points, the underdog. Undefeated Kentucky at the time, visiting Georgia, undisputed number one in the country now. And they gave him a game. They were hanging in there, but Georgia ends up winning 30-13. Again, no points for a cover.
Yeah, yeah. I threw it downfield and got intercepted. So, you know, I was like, I'm
went for the chunk.
I'm going for the chunk play here, and it didn't work.
And that was Clark Lee's lamenting on our show. He said we gave up too many chunks on that last play. They did not tackle. They did not tackle in bounds enough. So Darren had the fourth pick. He went with Virginia Tech, a 5-point home dog.
Yep. I had chunks too in my throat from watching Virginia Tech because they stink.
Chunks and verps.
Yeah.
they take on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh took care of 28-7 in Blacksburg. So Darren falls, so no wins for the panel on the college side. Darren then turned around in the pros, and he took the Patriots, a 3.5-point home dog against the Cowboys. Wild game. It goes to overtime, and the Cowboys win it 35-29. So Darren, it was right there. And while we're at it, Chase had the Seahawks on Sunday night, a 5-point dog at the Steelers. That goes to overtime. Mm-hmm. Chase came in here on Monday and was cursing Geno Smith. And
he said, "In Geno, I trust."
I did.
Those were his words.
And I did trust Geno, but then he couldn't hang on to the ball.
A great play by TJ Watt.
Yeah, you got to give TJ credit for that, but still, come on. So, quarterback.
A lot of overtime games. the NFL has had more overtime games, I think, than it ever has through this point of the season. But, guys, no points for an OT loss. Sorry, can't do it. Not like hockey, even though it's a hockey game tonight.
No. Patriots gagged it. Gagged it away. They should be Dallas. Should it be Dallas? But they didn't.
They won the coin toss, too, in overtime. They had the ball first.
If you remember what I said, Mr. NFL, who hasn't lost this year, I said, I cannot believe we left
Well, that's
the Monday night game for him. I can't believe we did it.
And that's exactly what happened. Kelly, despite his loyalty to one of his former teams, the Buffalo Bills, he took the Titans on Monday night, 5.5-point dogs, and sure enough, they pull it out. The big night from Derrick Henry, you know the story, 34-31. So Kelly remains perfecto in picking the NFL underdogs this year. It has kept him in the competition, and he has closed the gap on Darren.
Go Bills, but hey, I had to pick the Titans, man.
I think the Bills are still in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I was wanting the Bills to win. Even though we have this competition, I was wanting the Bills to win. So, sorry.
Well, you had a consolation there. You got the 5.5 points. Then Chris Sanders, his final attempt. He went with the Eagles last Thursday night, a 7-point dog against the defending champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And they did rally late and make it much more respectable. And again, Chris covers with the pick, 28-22.
Do I get any points?
You get nothing.
You get nothing and like it.
You'll get nothing.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks.
So after 7 weeks of play, Darren still has the lead at 8-6 with 47 points, the hot start. Kelly creeping up 7-7, 29.5. So he is, if my math is correct, 17.5 points ahead. Chase is 2-12 with 12 points, and Chris Sanders 0-14. He's the 77 bucks, or the 76 bucks.
Was 76.
It? 76 bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. 0-14.
Orange creamsicle.
Quarterback by Steve Spurrier, I think. He was on that team. All right, coming up in week 8, we'll have the picks. Kelly will be first, followed by Chase, Darren, and then Chris Sanders. That's the college. Then Chris will have the first pro pick, and we'll go back down the line snake style. This is Silly Underdog Picks, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Stay tuned. The picks for week 8 are coming up. Silly Underdog Picks, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. It's time to make the picks for week number 8. Darren McFarland with the lead, Kelly Holcomb in second, Chase McCabe in third, Chris Sanders looking for the first win once again. Let's start the picks of week 8 with Kelly Holcomb.
Dadgum Bills.
What I felt like the other night, dadgum Bills. okay, so I'm kind of torn here. How many points am I down? 17.5?
17.5.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the Mac attack. I know that we've had Temple on the show a couple times. I believe that they will be South Florida, but I'm going to say that the Ohio Bobcats beat Kent State.
The Ohio Bobcats are a 5.5-point home dog as Kent State comes to town on ESPN+.
Their punter, Jonah Whelan, had a 60-plus yard punt last week.
All right.
Dang, wow, you've done your homework, Darren. Wow,
look
awesome.
At you with the fun facts about Ohio.
Hey, a punter.
Wow.
It's a friend of mine. It's his kid.
does he have to hold on field goals? Because if he doesn't have to hold on field goals, he's got the best job in the world.
Actually, I don't think he does.
Just a punter that doesn't have to hold, which is
I
awesome.
Know. Yeah,
all right. So
it gets a scholarship for that. Not bad. At Ohio, which is not cheap.
Crazy.
Back-to-back weeks, we have Maction on the docket. That brings us to Chase McCabe.
So I said to Darren in the break, I'm curious of what Kelly's going to do.
Yeah, we didn't have a clue,
clearly. And with the first pick. And I'm torn because there's one that I really, really like for, you know, not a ton of points, which I need points. And then there's one that, again, is throwing down the field that I think is tempting for points. So I am going to go with my gut on this, which could be bad. And I'm going to take the team on West End and go for the points. Give me Vanderbilt plus 20.5 against Mississippi State. It's homecoming.
Swing and a miss.
It's homecoming.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Chris?
Swing and a miss. Get it out of here. You didn't even sound confident when you said that.
He's going with his gut.
Chris, I've been a Vanderbilt fan for 34 years. It's just, it's hard sometimes to get confident.
I'll just give you a hard time. I'm just kidding. I feel bad now. I'm sorry.
No,
I
don't feel bad. Sweet of us. I'm surprised you didn't have them on your board.
I kind of did.
Good.
Vanderbilt is a 20.5 point underdog at home against Mississippi State. Now, last year, Vanderbilt was right in the game in Starkville, had some bad turnovers, but had a chance to win. Now, we'll see if they can build off of what happened last week, where they honestly did have a big chance of winning, and they were nearly the same level of underdog last week over in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll see how that one goes. Now, we turn it over to Darren McFarland for his college pick. He currently has the lead.
Hits, homers, the double plays.
When we win.
You don't a lot.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm going with the Fox 230 nationally televised game, their game of the week. Mr. Mullet, Mullet Man, give me the Cowboys. Yeah. Oklahoma State, plus 7 in Ames.
The undefeated Oklahoma State Cowboys are a 7-point dog on the road against Iowa State at 4-2. Now, before the season.
That was the other one, by the way. That if I was like, if I was going to go for moderate points, that was it.
Yeah. If you notice, I didn't really say much when you brought that up because I didn't want you to choose it.
Yeah.
Definitely before the season started, Iowa State got a lot more love, a lot more attention. They've kind of fallen off the radar with some slips. And so I'm not surprised that they're a favorite here, but Oklahoma State's got the momentum. This is the great example of is the attention starts getting on you, the more you get the nice-looking record, 6-0, but this is a tough game. Let's see if Mike Gundy and crew, he's a man.
He's 40. I'm a man.
How old is he now? He's aged a little bit since he did that, right? He's no longer 40.
He's definitely 50. In his 50s.
All right. Darren McFarland has the Cowboys. That brings us to Chris Sanders trying to turn the season around. He's got back-to-back picks. Let's start off with the college.
This is super. All right. Here we go.
So we're at love songs now, huh?
Well, you all know right. What the name of the song is.
Yes.
That's a love song, and I'm in a good mood right now. Hey, okay, here we go. I know I went to Ohio State. This is really going to hurt me.
What?
But I'm not going to pick them. I'm going with UConn over MTSU.
Oh.
Yes, sir. UConn.
Swing and a miss.
Dr. Phil warned you against this.
No, Phil McGraw on
it's so tempting
line 3.
It's just so tempting. I'm going with UConn over MTSU. I think they're going to I'm going to get my first win with 15 points.
So Chris Sanders has the UConn Huskies. So he is hoping that just once he gets a win. That's the name of the song that we just played. But UConn, they did get a win last week. It was against Yale, and it was on TV, believe it or not. But they did get the W. Yeah. UConn is a 15.5 point dog hosting. They are playing at home against Middle Tennessee.
That is Friday night at 5:00.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be playing a game. Dang, I didn't know that.
Yep.
So y'all had to text me and let me know what went on.
CBS Sports Network.
Now, we want you to focus on your coaching duties, Chris. I don't want you to see you peeking at the phone for score updates here.
I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be looking at my phone. I'm going to be watching. And
the game will be televised on the CBS Sports Network on Friday at 5. So,
and you can hear it on ESPN 94.9.
Yes, you can. So UConn, again, gets into our story. We've had a number of picks involving UConn this year. All right, Chris, now you have the floor, the entire slate of pro games.
All right, this is what I'm going to go. I'm a Frank Wright guy. I love the way he goes. I love what he does. I love everything about his team. I'm going with Colt over San Francisco. Mm.
I like that pick.
I do, too. I had it marked.
It's a good pick.
That was it.
Thanks. Oh, Mr. NFL is
endorsing
that.
Mr. NFL even like
that
one.
Is this the week? Mr. NFL just endorsed your pick.
That's a kiss of death right there. Everybody likes the pick.
I'm so thrilled.
The Colts are a 4-point dog in San Fran against the 2-3 49ers. A big, big swing game for both teams who have high expectations. That brings us to Darren McFarlane with his pro pick.
I'm going to go to Baltimore.
Dang it.
And I'm going to take a little welcome to the jungle, even though it's in Baltimore. Give me the Bengals.
Wow. What a big win this would be.
Dang it.
Huge.
The Bengals at 4-2, showing big-time signs of life. They're a 6.5-point dog against the 5-1 Baltimore Ravens. Very interesting game. Important game in that division. Very important game. All right, that brings us to Chase McCabe.
Well, clearly I'm upset because that was what I was going to take. Well,
okay.
So?
Oh, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Is he doing it?
I'm doing it.
He's doing it.
I'm doing it. Give me the Tennessee
Titans. Titans, Titans, Titans. T-I-T-A-N-S. Titans, Titans, Titans. Woo!
So Chase going all in on the local teams this week. He took the Commodores, and now he takes the Titans, a 4.5-point home dog against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, congratulations. You just gave Jared a segment on his show this week.
Probably.
Jared is feverishly writing now his monologue about Chase for his next segment.
The Homer. He'll call it the Homer segment.
That's fine. Whatever.
He's scribbling all kinds of notes right now. All right, Kelly Holcomb, he's got the rest of the board, and he makes the final pick of Week 8.
Well, Chris has messed up the whole board. Good gracious. There's two huge picks on here, but I don't think they got a shot.
Kelly, are you saying that Chris usually picks games you have no interest in?
Absolutely. He picks games nobody has an interest in. Even his girlfriend doesn't have an interest in. Good gracious. Okay, there's no meat on the bone on this one, but, hey, it is what it is. Okay, I'm going to say the Dolphins beat the Falcons. Hmm.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
Two teams that very much need a win.
Yeah.
So you've got the Falcons, who had the bye week after they got the win over the Jets in London, and the Dolphins at 1-5, all kinds of – what's the latest with all the rumors I was reading yesterday? With
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, the Deshaun Watson.
He's starting for the Dolphins on Sunday.
Are you serious? Whoa.
No. Got him. Got him.
Yeah, you got me.
The Dolphins.
Sammy Hill's going on.
The Dolphins are a 2.5-point home dog against Arthur Smith and the 2-3 Falcons. All right. So let's recap our picks for Week 8. An exciting week of competition. Kelly Holcomb had the first pick. He goes into the MAC, a second straight week that the first pick on the board comes out of the Mid-American Conference. It is the Ohio Bobcats, a 5.5-point home dog against the Golden Flashes of Kent State. A scintillating matchup. Chase McCabe with the second pick heads on down West End Avenue. He believes in the Commodores of Vanderbilt, a 20.5-point home dog against Mississippi State. Then Darren McFarlane trying
to
pad
Coach
the lead.
Lee's listening.
Coach
I have
Lee.
Faith.
Yep. Just drive over to Lee Avenue. It worked for me when they beat UConn. All right. Darren McFarlane. Oklahoma State. A 7-point dog. Undefeated on the season. Creeping into the top 10 as they visit the Cyclones of Iowa State. Then Chris Sanders, still winless on the season, trying to break through. He goes back to the well, despite the advice of Dr. Phil, who told him never pick UConn. He went opposite. He takes the Huskies of UConn, a 15.5-point home dog against Middle Tennessee on Friday night. Then he came back and took the Colts, a pick that everybody liked. The Colts are a 4-point dog on the road against the San Francisco 49ers. Darren McFarland's home, or excuse me, his NFL pick is the Bengals. Cincinnati, a 6.5-point dog against division rival Baltimore. That one's going to get a lot of the spotlight this week. A very, very important game in that division. Then Chase McCabe stays at home. He took the Commodores. He takes the Titans. Tennessee, a 4.5-point home dog against the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes coming to town. And then finally, Kelly Holcomb rounds out by taking the Dolphins, a 2.5-point home dog against the Atlanta Falcons. Remember, you can play along with us by going to thegamenashville.com. You make 3 picks a week, any combination of college or pro games on our slate. You just have to make your picks before Saturday at 10. The underdog must win outright. Those are our silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Gentlemen, good luck.
Can Kelly make it 7 NFL weeks in a row? 7 in a row. Can he?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I was really counting on the Indianapolis pick, but whatever.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So who do you have on? Who do you have tomorrow, Kelly?
We got East Nashville.
Oh, okay.
At home.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank y'all.
Appreciate
right.
you.
Have a good one. Thanks, we'll talk guys. To you next week. Mr. Chris Sanders, who do you guys have tomorrow?
Man, we got to go to Chattanooga, and it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, I'm really excited. But,
a little Baylor action?
Yeah, they're pretty good. So I'm going to see what we're going to do. We're going to go in there. We're going to do our thing. So that's it. Hey, Darren.
Yes, sir.
Is he on a landline when he does that? He must be, right?
I don't know. I think so. It sounds like a hang-up.
It sounds like a true old-school hang-up.
Yeah.
On a landline.
I like it.
Yeah, you just can't – you can't do that nowadays. Like, you don't
– like, it's not even a push button. Like, you know, the old cordless phone.
No, it sounds like that.
So it's like
– and even, like, on a cell phone with a flip phone, I mean, you can –
yeah, you can't make that sound, right? Yeah.
No. I think you're right. Okay, we'll come back.
Where is he? He's got a landline.
Probably NBA, I guess. I don't know.
Is it like one of the original rooms of NBA when they first built the school or something?
I don't know. Tell everybody about Loan Pronto.
All right, Loan Pronto, they have got the deal for you. They have got the formula that has worked and saved money for a lot of people over the last several months because, as I've been telling you, the interest rates continue to be historically low. It's probably the lowest of your lifetime right now, so you've got to take advantage of this if you haven't done it. Maybe you procrastinate. Maybe you're like me. You hear things for a while. You're like, yeah, you know what? I really need to do that. But if you haven't done it, do it right now. I'm telling you, they're going to save you some money, and they're going to do it in the most efficient way possible. Loan Pronto will tell you that once you pick up the phone and call them, they're going to ask you, what's your current APR? If you don't know it, that's okay. But if it's over 2.75, and that's pretty low, they can even go lower than that. They can get you in the low twos with no junk fees, no closing costs. It's the zero-cost refi. They pay your closing costs even if you refinanced 6 months ago. So you may have just done this here recently, but they can still save you money. It's an all-digital process, fast and easy, virtually no paperwork required. Most loans get closed in 14 days. And if you act now, you can even skip your next two house payments. Don't let this slip away. Call right now, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender.
NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero cost option.
Tomorrow is your chance to participate in the Nashville SC Pick to Click. That's brought to you by Camarena Tequila. If you guess correctly which player scores a goal in the game on Saturday, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. You can participate tomorrow morning by listening at 9:45. Keep that in mind. Remember, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. See us? Can you see us? Back here on Darren, Donnick, and Chase, our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. So Chase is all decked out in his Bravos gear. Two teams have the ability to punch their tickets into the World Series, Astros and Braves. We talked about it earlier. Man, can you imagine the odds in Vegas before the season began? Braves-Astros World Series matchup. Not that they're like long
shots. I think the Braves
were
realistic.
But Dodgers, yeah, where people would be heavy. Right. Let's just go through the favorites. Like Rays, Dodgers. Who would have been ahead of them? Yankees. There's a lot of teams that go in front of those
guys.
White Sox had creeped up. You know, it's interesting. The Astros, even remember, they had a bad regular season in the short regular season, but they made the playoffs, and they played well in the playoffs last year. So I don't know if they were a big underdog. It's just interesting that they haven't had Verlander the whole year.
I know.
And Zach Greinke is aging, and they got a great step-up performance yesterday. They actually had a guy pitch 8 innings.
I know. What a
concept. When does that happen? It's
7 years ago?
It's going by way of the dinosaur. Even pitching 6 innings is almost unheard of now. But the guy that has been, think about how that series has turned around. They had two starting pitchers injured. They got blown away in games 2 and 3, the Astros. But in about a 24-hour span, they go from being down 2-1 to up 3-2 and going home. So they've got a shot. They've got a good shot now. The Astros have pulled this out of the fire. Meanwhile, the Braves and what they've done, without their best player, Ronald Acuna.
Amazing.
But think about the guys that they picked up. Eddie Rosario has turned into...
Amazing.
He's going, like, there's been a few guys that have done this in the past. Like, remember Daniel Murphy for the Mets a few years ago just went on this spree where you couldn't get him out. It happens every now and then. And lightning is in a bottle right now for Eddie Rosario, who they picked up. He wasn't even... He was on the IL when the Indians traded him.
Yep.
Back when they were the Indians. And he didn't even play for I don't know how many weeks for the Braves. And
Look, when we were at the Sounds game, when I threw out the first pitch at the end of August, he was playing for Gwinnett at that game.
Playing for
Gwinnett. He was, you're right.
No, he was.
Yeah.
He was playing for Gwinnett.
And what is he, 10 for 18?
Yeah.
He's 10 for 18 in the series.
He is doing something that only Robin Yount has done in an LCS game or LCS series. You know, what he's been accomplishing. I mean, he was a double shy of the cycle last night with the 2 home runs and a single and a triple. I mean, he was fantastic.
That's the only reason he didn't get the cycle is he had 2 home runs. Like, if that hit the top of the fence, he could have had it.
It's funny. I have seen this calendar year, I've seen Eddie Rosario play for 3 teams. I saw him play for Cleveland earlier in the season against Cincinnati. I saw him play for Gwinnett against the Sounds, and then I saw him play for the Braves.
You were there that night, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Camargo was down there signing our kids' hats before the game.
And how about another guy?
And I just remember seeing Rosario. I mean, he was in the line. I mean, think about it. Vogelbach, I said this back earlier in the playoffs, like Vogelbach, Rosario, and Camargo were playing in that game at the end of August. And I was like, and turn on your television, they're all 3 playing in MLB playoffs.
Well, and here's another guy that has been the perfect fit. He lives in Nashville in the offseason, Adam Duvall.
Yep.
They brought him back in a trade that probably didn't make a whole lot of headlines. He's been amazing.
Duvall's been fantastic.
Jocktober, I mean, there's another guy. I mean, that's the Braves. I mean, when Acuna went down, which was shortly after we were there July 4th weekend, and I think we were at the July 3rd game against the Marlins. In fact, by the way, Duvall was playing for the Marlins at that game.
Yep.
And it was – what's the injury date? It had to have been within 2 weeks, I think.
It was right around
It was in July, right?
And keep this in mind, they also lost Marcelo Ozuna
for
injury then other reasons too. But that's two big bats that – you know, that they lost. The last game he played, Acuna played, was, you said it's July 10th.
Yeah, so a week later. We were at the July 3rd game.
Yeah,
okay, so July 10th, he gets hurt. in July, of course, the trade deadline's the 31st. The Braves had a losing record. The Mets had the lead in the division, although it was, you know, it's not like they were a powerful team, which is why the Braves and the Phillies, for that matter, had ideas of, you know what, that we have losing records, but we can still make this happen. We can still challenge. And they, instead of subtracting, they added guys like Duvall and Rosario and a couple other guys, too.
Yeah.
And here they are. Soler. They did not have a
Soler.
Soler has been great.
And Soler's not even on the roster right now.
That's why Rosario's playing. Yeah. But they did not have a winning record until August the 6th. And, of course, they caught fire and sort of ran away with everything. Well, of course, the Phillies got hot, too, and kind of challenged them at the end there. But it's a pretty amazing story about making some moves, some bold moves that have just all come together. And now look at the Dodgers. Justin Turner got hurt yesterday.
And he's been hurt. I mean, he's...
Yeah. So what do they do? Do they replace him on the roster for another pitcher? By the way, David Price is not on the postseason roster. And the Dodgers are literally on fumes right now. They don't. I mean, they Chris kept Taylor. Julio Urias in there way too long last night because they just didn't want to go to the pen because they knew today is a bullpen. Tonight is a bullpen night. They're
going
to have to
Freed.
Get in the Braves have the pitching lined up. This is a huge opportunity.
I told him earlier though. I do kind of feel like with the Dodgers on the ropes and hanging on by a thread, this is one where it wouldn't shock me if they won. If it's a low-scoring game and the Dodgers eke it out and force Game 6, but it goes back to Atlanta, and I think they take care of it Saturday or maybe in a Game 7. But
I think this might be their best opportunity though, because if they don't win tonight, then you get the day off. Then Scherzer and Buehler come back into the picture for the Dodgers, even though they haven't looked all that great, but. Just a day of rest will help the bullpen arms a little bit. This is the day where, man, you got Freed, who's been so good. I know it's in L.A., but this to me, you got to slam the door shut right here.
Let me
good job not tweeting last night about the Braves.
Did you see my tweet?
There was a lot of weather tweets.
It was a nice night. Nice night tweeting about the weather.
But I texted Chase early after the back-to-back home runs in the first thing. Do not tweet about baseball.
So odds to win the World Series. This is from Odd Shark. The four teams remaining. Braves are the favorite, +210. Astros at +250. Dodgers at +270. Red Sox at +350. The Red Sox open the season at +5,000. The Astros +2,200. The Braves opened at +1,000. The Dodgers at +400. Just to give you some comparison of where they are. At one point, the Braves had dropped to +5,000. That was right before the deadline or right around the deadline. And now they are considered the favorite at +210 to win it.
It makes sense for all the reasons we just pointed out there.
And I, Darren, you know, after our conversation the other night, I mean, it might work out this way. I'd prefer the Astros. So... because now how would that work out seating-wise? Would the Astros have home field?
Well, that has to do with the All-Star game, right?
No, I thought they got rid of that rule.
Did they get rid of that?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Good question. See, I'm getting old.
They won the coin toss.
Years start rolling together. I start losing track of when rules come back and drop.
I'm looking. So it's whichever league champion had the better record in head-to-head matchups against the other league champion during the regular season.
What?
That
doesn't make sense.
No. That's the type. That's how they determine maybe who has home field in the World Series?
Best regular season winning percentage. That's one of the tiebreakers. But it'll be the best regular season winning percentage is who gets that.
Okay.
Yeah, they got rid of that All-Star rule, which I'm glad. I'm glad they did that. The All-Star game shouldn't mean anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were happy to see that go away. All right, we'll come back. We'll bring Elliot Friedman in the mix. We'll talk some hockey with him to begin the fourth and final hour. That'll be next. But first, I'm going to talk to you about my friends over Cool Springs MD. They're my friends because I've been going there for years, and they've been helping me for years. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to improve their quality of life? I do. Who doesn't want to be healthier and happier? I do. I was just over there this week, and I'll be over there again soon. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse. And their experienced staff can do all this for you. They house a lot of things under one roof. They've got a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. And maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds that you would love to shed and get rid of. Well, weight loss management's important to them, and they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and man, does it get tough as we get older. Where their staff will be more than happy to talk about PRP, hair removal, Botox with you. And finally, hormone therapy. You should get your levels checked if you've been feeling off lately. Maybe you're wondering, where's my drive? Where's my energy? What's going on? I've been moody lately. Well, you know what? If your levels have dipped, it can affect you in those areas. And their staff would love to talk to you about BHRT, testosterone, and estrogen. They do it all, and they do it all right there. If you want to learn everything about them, go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291.